All right, perfect. So we're live on Facebook. Now we're live on Instagram. Let's get started. Okay. Good morning. My name is Robert LaFrance, and I help veterans build passive income in their part-time spare time before they transition or as they're transitioning out of military service or even afterwards. All right. Or any entrepreneur, really. This is just supposed to be a safe space where we share strategies for an impact and help you, achieve your goals in your career, your family lives, and ultimately live a fulfilling life where you can feel good about yourself, have some financial stability, doing what you love, and working with people that you want to be working alongside, positive, supportive people that love and care about you and your accomplishments, implementing the mastermind principle essentially in every layer of our life. Okay, because when we work together and have and share a chief aim in life, that's where magic really happens. And who doesn't want that? Okay. Part of the reason why I joined the military and most people join the military, not just, oh my goodness, we're gonna stop that. Okay. Not just because we're, trying to take advantage of some benefits and some resources, but because we want to serve in some capacity. We want to go learn a skill and serve and work alongside people. When I was growing up, I really liked how badass Nicolas Cage was in Con Air before he, well, he was a badass in the whole movie, but before he got sentenced and became a con, I was like, wow, this dude is a badass. He stood up for his wife, took down eight dudes, and because he had values and integrity and he was able to defend himself and his family, I just really admire that. So as a little kid, I was like, I want to grow up to be just like that. All right. And everybody's different. And so what I want to talk about today is I want to share my experience and what I've learned from personal development, my own personal studies and sciences, and what it takes when we start up businesses and the energy risks and costs and the financial risks and costs as we're getting into it. All right. So in order for me to do that, I have to kind of share my story and so we can build upon that. Okay. And so when I was a teenager, I always saw myself being up on stage and serving the people. I've always come from a place of service and helping people avoid the things that I had experienced growing up. I'm sure everybody's had trials and tribulations, but growing up, and I love my parents, I love y'all, I love my family and everything like that, but I'm a mature adult now and I'm able to reflect upon and see how hard my parents worked and how they did everything they could in their time and position for their family. And most people start families in a position where they're not prepared to. And so I have all the grace and compassion for my parents and the hardships that I'm about to share with you. And I don't hold anything against my parents anymore. And so let's just make sure that when you watch this, if my parents are watching, when you watch this, I want you to know that I love you and I care about you and I forgive you for all of those things that I took personally growing up. And we can move forward now as adults and grow together if you so choose, which we are. Okay. All right. So, but growing up, I was forged by a blue collar father and a white collar mother and grandmother. My grandmother was a partner of Shaman Bank up in Boston. So I got to see both sides of what hard work looks like and the ways to do that. And some families, no matter the type of work ethic or whatever, my household, I had violence and drug abuse growing up, and that was hard on me as my and my siblings growing up. And as we've discussed, as I've shared in other videos, our environment and our decisions create the experience that we do. And when you're a child, you're not aware of that. I wasn't aware of, and also we can't decide who our parents are or decide the house that we're living in. Despite my attempts to run away, as soon as I ran to the corner of the street, I had no idea where to go. And my dad was like, "Hey, man, where are you going?" I was like, "I'm running away." He's like, "Okay, well, where are you gonna go now?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know, but I don't want to be here anymore." And so I think myself, children, before the military and even after the military, we're kind of running away from the hardships and the environments that we know we don't want to participate anymore. And so with that, we make decisions both consciously and unconsciously to try to make a difference in our lives and do something different and be happier. And that's what life is, right? Our life is that journey to that fulfillment and pursuing that for fulfillment and being able to live a life that we enjoy and love. And so one of my things was leveraging the military as a way to be trained and become an underwater welder and come and be and leave the military and get into welding, because I was a welder before I went into the military. And so that's my story. I got in the Navy. I was indoctrinated in the military service, in that environment, in that work ethic, and in that training, in that system and process. And as you become, as you participate more on my channel and on my page, you understand how important systems and processes are for our experience, whether that's success or failure. We can create a system and process for failure, not knowing, just trying to do the best that we can. And then we can take control and be the pilot in the pilot's chair, the captain's chair, and redesign our system and constantly fine tune and sort our system so we can have success in fulfilling relationships and life and career. All right. Now, taking the awareness of our systems that we've been indoctrinated in, becoming recognizing that we don't want to participate in that anymore. And this is not just coming from a negative stance. What if we're in a positive position and we want to scale or grow? Okay. And so that's where systems and processes, accountability and discipline all come into play here, in the commitment to our goals and having a, and chasing fulfillment and doing what we love, create an environment and an opportunity for longevity, long-term success, and long-term building of self-confidence and self-worth and prosperity across all levels, right? And so it's just taking that recognition, whether we're talking about positive or negative, and saying, is this system working for me? And so from being a child up until becoming 18, 19 years old, that system wasn't working for me anymore. So I decided to try out another system. All right, I wanted to work with mentors and get training to become this character that I thought I wanted to be, that I wanted to be, and did become. All right, so I joined the Navy. I learned how to combat side stroke, and I learned how to swim, and I became like an athlete, essentially. I was never into lifting weights before the military, and then I realized that I had to learn how to become an athlete in order to successfully be allowed the opportunity to attend dive school and become a Navy diver. And so what I want you to take from that section of my story is that we need to do that same thing no matter what character or system or avatar we're trying to become in this life that we're trying to do. So we need to be stretched. We need to be open and available for someone that we might not know or respect, but in a position that is doing the things and showcasing their love and fulfillment in what they do. Okay. And so for me, that was okay. I'm going to blindly take a leap off this step and become a Navy diver in hopes that it's going to bring me to that next level. And so I did that. I graduated, and then the process repeats itself. Every day, this process repeats itself. Every time we blink, this process repeats itself. And so when I think now, we're able to really take control and manipulate this experience for our favor. All right. And so I started feeling tired of that system. I felt like I wasn't in control of that system, even within the confines. You know, I felt like I couldn't make as much money, or I wasn't being valued as much as I thought I should have been and I could have been. And some of that was took maturing. All right. Some of that was my own naivete. All right. And then some of it was legitimate. All right. And having read, or while I'm reading Your Brain is a River, Not a Rock, that's a book that I'm reading right now, I'm discovering that the last part of our brain is being developed between the years of 12 and 25 years old. And I joined the military from 19 to 25, 26. So does most of the military. And so it's interesting to see that while our emotions are valid and our efforts are genuine most of us are doing operating from a place of integrity and self-realization, you know, there's a time period there as a young adult that we still are developing and are still growing. And once we accomplish that last chapter of growth, we're able to see a bigger picture and really take life by the reins. And that's what I want to help you do. I want you to understand that if you're in the military right now as a young adult, as 81% of the military service members are, you are still maturing, just like a child is still growing and maturing and learning things. And you're, yes, you're a young adult, and yes, you society will treat you as an adult, but society is not as educated or doesn't know this. The majority of society doesn't know this aspect of it. The court system does not apply this level of compassion to people or young adults as they are trying to rediscover themselves and create a new or live a life with the tools and resources that they've been shown and that their neighborhoods have been showing them. Okay. And so give yourself some grace and remember this, put a sticky note on your door or whatever by your car keys that says, I'm still growing or something. And that can stay there for the rest of your life, not just from the ages of 12 to 25. Okay. And so I got tired. I was feeling exhausted. I felt helpless, and nobody likes to feel that way. Nobody likes to be trapped in a environment or be kidnapped in an environment where you don't feel like you have control over your own results, your life experience, and ultimately doing what you want to be doing. And so from there, I decided to give up my quota. At the time, there was perform to serve, where you had to perform to a certain level or else the military wouldn't retain you. All right. Even though you're contractually obligated, they'll say that during this period, they were saying, hey, if you don't hit this criteria, we will not allow you to reenlist. And so after, while I was in deployment, while I was in Belize, I made the decision, the commitment, even though there was an unknown world on the other side of this decision, saying, you know what, I'm going to give up my quota. I'm making the commitment to myself. I've shown the confidence and the ability to adapt and overcome, utilizing the training and my mental fortitude and my physical abilities to become a Navy diver, to go through submarine escape training, become an instructor, learn workforce education development, you know, go to a different command, almost like a new job, try to put on a new hat and a new mask and a new character and do right this time, because maybe I was an asshole before and I'm still feeling the same way. So you know what? I'm going to do it again. I don't care what happens. I don't care what happens. I'm going to do it again. And I even had leaders be like, hey man, you don't want to do that because, you know, what if something happens? I mean, like I almost got out one time and then next, you know, I had a kid. And so I, you know, it's really important, you know, what if something like that happens? I'm like, well, you know, to me, I was like, hey, well, if I have a kid, I'm going to do everything that it takes to take care of that kid. And so that's what I've done. Matter of fact, that same year that I got out of the Navy, I got out in September and my daughter was born in December. And so what did I do? I got into real estate. I was originally going to go to film school. And once I found the news out that I was going to be a father, I was like, well, I'm not going to pursue that. I'm going to pursue a career where I can create my own schedule. My financial earnings are uncapped. And I can do what I love, which is interact with people, be of service, and look at beautiful homes. I grew up in New England, and there's a lot of beautiful real estate up there. So how cool would it be to go driving and have lunch with my friends and my network and go look at real estate to buy and set, you know, start a family? And I thought that was really cool and earn a profit off of that. But so that was my thinking of getting into real estate, and that's how I became an entrepreneur. I wanted financial stability, uncapped financial stability. I wanted to work alongside like-minded people, and I wanted to have fun doing it and pursue my sense of purpose. Okay. So that's my journey, my origin story. And from there, we're going to talk about the energy and the financial aspects. All right. So becoming a real estate agent, there's a startup cost. Any kind of business or investment, there is a startup cost. For me, a real estate agent, or for most people becoming real estate agents, you have to pass a license. So there's licenses and exams fees and retesting fees, study courses. There's monthly brokerage fees, and then there's fees that come out of commissions. There's tools and resources that you have to pay for. You become a marketing expert, so you need to not just pay for courses and learn how to, you know, pay for the training, learning how to market and create a brand for yourself. And then there's gas, and then there's lunches, and then there's closing gifts, and then there's open house parties. And then there's, you know, all these different creative opportunities for you to scale and leverage and grow that you're probably being marketed to right now online or by your leaders. And that all costs energy and money. Okay. And the biggest thing that I want you to consider as you approach those opportunities and those questions is this helping me become the person that I want to become? Is this worth the squeeze? Is the juice worth the squeeze? And is this going to make me feel good doing this process? Now, obviously, there's going to be some enduring of trying something new and being committed to yourself and having the self-worth and confidence in your ability to accomplish something is there and needed. And then there's the trial and error aspect. You know what? I gave it my best shot, but I didn't really like that anymore. All right. And so with those tools or with that philosophy, you can step forward, not so blindfolded, but welcoming the unknown, knowing that you are ready to take that L or that lesson, learn that lesson. All right. Because everything is a lesson. It's not just a loss. It's a lesson. All right. And so how can you create a schedule? Most of the veterans I mentor on Veterati, they either absolutely for sure know what they want to do and they talk to me about real estate and building passive income, or they have no idea what they want to do and they like what my profile sees and they want to have a thought-provoking consultation conversation, trying to identify what they enjoy doing and leveraging some resource for them to do more of what they love. Okay. And so that's another aspect of what I'm doing here and what I want to share with you. And so when these people come up to say like, hey, I don't know what I want to do, but I know I want to have financial stability. I want to work alongside good people and I want to do what I love, financial stability, camaraderie, and a sense of purpose. All right. And so we help them do that. We develop a plan. And sometimes I partner with them and they become associates and we make money together and we do a real estate thing. Or sometimes they take the tools and the conversation they have, they left a good review and then they go do their own thing, which is a win in my book. All right. And so as we go through these conversations and these processes, how is it making us feel? Is it making us feel worthy? Is it making us feel good? Is it getting us more excited to do more work and to keep going? Or are we feeling drained, more and more drained every single day? You know, real estate agents hustle. All right. And there's there's brokerages out there where they're doing the passive income residual thing, where you're able to build a team without being a broker and you're able to earn percentages off of their sales. And that is the only way for a real estate agent to retire from being a real estate agent unless they become a brokerage or have rental properties. And we're going to go over the risks of owning rental properties here in a second and share my experience as a tenant in a larger apartment building and some of the issues that this apartment building is dealing with from the tenants. The tenants are trying, I might as well just say this right now while it's on my brain. There's some issues in my building right now, code violations. There's been multiple maintenance requests and some sleazy owner/management responses to the safety and fire hazards and code enforcements set by the town. Okay. And so if you are considering using my checklist to invest and own cash flowing multifamily real estate, not only do I recommend focusing on between like 5 and 20 unit buildings, but to really be aware of what you're getting into, because you can inherit a building with problems and tenants that know how to read laws and people who are essentially retired that know how to stand up for their rights or have the resources to do so, and then pursue their rightful living standards. And if you're coming into real estate as just trying to be money hungry and, oh, we'll figure that out down the road, you could have a hard wake up call, dude. You could have a super hard wake up call inheriting a property with massive issues that you can't afford or the property doesn't cash flow enough to cover. And now the tenants are looking to burn you down because you are not providing a safe and habitable home for their families. You know, I don't want to have to worry about the fire doors not closing or these fire hazards in my building or, you know, worry about 80-year-old women who can't open or close doors or just anything like that. Those are just examples, you know. So if you follow me, you're probably hungry, you're probably willing, and you're probably coachable. Let this coachable aspect humble your ass before you just get out there with, you know, ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice, because in the investment world, we're investing in ourselves all the time. Everything that we do is investment. It's either slowly building us up or slowly tearing us down. But having discernment and practicing discernment in everything that we do is going to help us have that long-term success, that financial reward, be a better person and create a better community, not just like the people we work with, but the town and the world that we're creating, the rising of consciousness. Okay. So it's consider really do your due diligence before you start getting into this game. And then also during that due diligence process, when you're under contract trying to buy an asset, because people can withhold information. You know, the whole, oh, we'll wait till later to check it out is can really shoot you in the foot down the road. And so that's why I'm inspired to share this video, because I not only do I remember how spread out I felt from being a real estate agent and not making as much money as I thought I could, and the amount of money and effort that I had to put into it, and how much that took away from my family, and how I feel like for multiple reasons my original family kind of fell apart. I don't want that to happen to you. You know, there's if you consider how you feel, and if this is helping you become a better person in that sense of fulfillment, you're going to have way better results. And that's ultimately what we're looking for. And that's why I want you to follow me. All right. Because it's not about getting rich quick. It might not even be about getting rich for you. It's about doing something that can help the world and make people feel better and provide a living while doing so. And the music that I listen to, the people that I follow, you know, musicians, like I like Logic, and I think Logic became successful because he spits raw. Not only is he a talented rapper, but his lyrics speak truth and fire, and people can relate with that, and people love his music. And so because he was authentic, he showed up, he shared his story in a way that people connect with. People ra helped raise him up. His fans raised him up to the level of success that he's accomplished now. And he might not have always thought about getting rich. He just wanted to, you know, rap and share his story and get it out there. That was his outlet. And so, and that was kind of my outlet too. That's, you know, I'm not a rapper. I mean, I freestyle every once in a while. I'm not about to freestyle anybody. But you know, growing up watching Robin Williams and George Carlin and Jim Rohn and Tony Robbins, hearing that story and seeing how much they help people and how far they've come and how much of a living they've been able to make by sharing their story and equipping people with the tools and resources to become better if they so choose, helped raise them up to the level of success that we all love and admire about those people and look up to. And that's why personal development, public speaking, storytelling will never go away, because it is something that will help every generation to come and evolve as generations come for the progress and evolution of humanity. Okay. And this is kind of why my view on real estate has changed a little bit. Originally, it was get wealthy quicker, you know, have a rental portfolio. And it's all passive income, and I don't have to worry about it because property managers are going to handle the thing. Living in my building now for the last year with a corporate, like with a builder who's a national builder and has corporate offices and corporate property management, and have property management that has a turnover rate here in my building, I'm really starting to see what it's like to be a tenant in that type of environment. And knowing my experience from being a real estate agent and managing my own rentals, single family rentals, when I was doing those, and then in my network and participating in these real estate investor associations. And it's all about ethically capitalizing on an opportunity. Like the short-term rental space is great in some markets, and some local communities don't allow that anymore because of the disrupting of the community aspect. Like Virginia Beach, it used to be very family-oriented homes, and now it's all sh now there's a lot of short-term rentals and people trying to make money off of their homes and co convert them in sh into short-term rentals. And then there's hotel space, and it's becoming a tourist area. And there's a natural evolution to things, like I said, the things co opportunities come and go. And so if we're looking to build passive income to provide that financial moat around the castle that we're building, on a foundation of health, wealth, and happiness, or financial stability, camaraderie, and a sense of purpose. What niches or what is your inner calling pulling you to do? And what are you doing to acknowledge and respond to that communication that's being pulled from the deepest part of your center? And so pursue that. Now, we also have to recognize the society that has the society and the infrastructure that we participate in and have been created around us. Okay. We, in order to not be arrested or to not break the law, we have to know the rules and have the proper resources to operate within in order to achieve our success, whatever that is. So if you want to do a patent, there's a proper way to do a patent. If you want to form a business entity and start a business, whether it's t-shirts or owning real estate, there's a way to establish business entities and LLCs. And you have to make sure that your articles of incorporation and your disclaimer notices are all airtight, because if you start to do business across state lines, are you aware of the nexus tax? Is your business set up to pay as little taxes as possible? Or is your business operations following the tax code? And that's a blanket statement for me to cover the areas, because the tax codes are always changing. And when you know the tax code set by the administration, you know how to pay less in taxes. Now, it's important to pay taxes. I'm not trying to say let's not pay taxes. Like, in one instance, yeah, I don't want to fund a foreign war somewhere, but I do want to support our police and firefighters in our local area. And so there's local participation, there's local taxes that you want to be a part of, there's local donations that you can be a part of. And it's all becoming an awakened contributing member of society from integrity, okay, and not operating as an unconscious human being, okay? And so let's wake up and start doing what we love and start giving back to our neighborhood and not shitting where we eat, because that's how things start to degrade. Along with the natural sense of nature's balance, if you will. Okay, so how are we feeling? The energy and the financial costs. And these are, you know, I don't feel like I digress. I feel like these are all relevant to what I'm talking about, because the decisions we're making, we have to feel good about our decision that we're going to be making. Is it a good conscious decision, or are we going to have peace afterwards? Or are we no longer going to have peace afterwards? Is it going to be starting some new patent and a new business, or are we trying to just get rich quick? Anything that any aspect of the get rich quick thing is just, it's also get rich quick and then also become broke quick, you know, especially if you're that, I'm just going to end that there. All right. So I want to help you consider energy and the financial costs. I'm going to grab my marker right now. All right, so the financial cost you want to consider is how many dollars does it cost to get started before you see the ROI, all right? Cost versus ROI, okay? And is the juice worth the squeeze, and as well as the time? Okay, how long and how much effort is it going to take before you see an ROI? All right, and that depends on things in your control, and that depends on things completely out of your control. Okay, and that's why I feel like coming from a place of service with integrity is going to be in your best interest, because not only have I seen success connecting with people as an authentic human being, talking about positivity and having life-changing conversations with people, it just works. We're talking about longevity versus when I was being a real estate agent, I was like, oh, well, people have to pay to live, you know, walk on the sidewalk, you know. And then like my old best friend bought a house. He and his dad made an agreement that they were going to make it work, but it came back to bite me in the ass. I told him, I was like, yo, dude, you can't afford this house. This is out of your price range. And then homie came back and said, oh, you just did it for a $7,000 commission. And I saw less than a third of that. Talking about the financial aspects, we're talking about brokerage fees. Let's just say fees in general, all right? Marketing fees, gas, like I was already saying, and then taxes. There's so many fees that come out of commission. All right, so when we're trying to figure out what we want to do, how much does it actually cost to be in business? How much does it actually cost to make mistakes? And how much does it actually cost to make a profit? And is the energy you're putting into the tiny amount of money that you're making as a real estate agent, depending on the purchase and whether you got a great setup and marketing team, oh, let's even say marketing team, all right, or virtual assistant, VA, closing assistant. No, there's so many different costs that are incorporated with being a real estate agent. I was like, yo, this is just not it. I'm missing energy. Let's go into energy now. I'm missing my kids' games on the weekends. I'm missing my baby's first steps. All these markers are just getting thrown out of here. You know, and my family is a huge source of my energy. Whenever I'm with my daughter, because I have a visitation schedule now, you know, more than 50% of marriages end in divorce, and the court system is set up to strip the father or the provider for more than half of his assets to pay for this style of living that the mother or wife had or wants to have based on the income between them. And then because of their understanding of the importance of a mother in the system that we've been in, the father is left with nothing. And I'm not talking about, you know, people who are people without integrity or irresponsible. You know, some of the court actions out there are to hold people responsible for being responsible and then promote maturing and growth from there. But let's just talk about the statistics and the data and how households without a father are providing or creating environments of making or putting a child at risk environments for future, just future failure, which essentially is our entire infrastructure. Our entire infrastructure is designed to make a profit off of people who are addicted to drugs, sedated, don't know what's going on, and essentially living an unconscious rat race. So they don't know what's going on, and they work as debt slaves and not pursue their fulfillment or their passion, and just go to work. Okay, and so my energy was getting drained by by navigating negotiations with my network. That's something that we want to consider too. As we're starting our business, whether it's a legal services business, a real estate business, you know, who are the first people that you let know that you are in business? Your friends and family. Friends, family. Okay. And as soon as they'd say, hey, you're crazy. That's so unlike you. It costs too much. You're spamming me, whatever. Guess what do? You got to go to marketing. Okay. And how do you market yourself? You create a brand. All right. And how can you create a brand? Well, you can either do, you know, ads, newspaper articles, some type of ads, or you can do your own social media stuff. All right, which is what I'm doing, which is what most people are doing right now. Social media is free. SM is free. All right, it just takes, well, let's, nope, it's not free because it takes time. Let's say time. Everything takes time, right? And are we filling our energy gas tank, or is our are we taken away from our energy gas tank? And if we have only so much energy, despite our activity levels and nutrition and caffeine we take in, these two are like heat, like they create not friction, but they rub against each other and they perpetuate each other, I believe. Okay, so with time, energy, and fulfillment, time, energy, and fulfillment, that is going to give us the financial gain, okay, and prosperity. That financial stability, that passive income that we all want, that all reliable income, the financial stability we want so we can do what we love, go on vacation, take care of our pets, you know, or not have to worry, or, you know, create generational wealth, take care of our kids, grandkids, and grandkids and stuff like that. All right. And so these are things that you really need to consider because when it comes down to it, everything comes at a price. All right. It all just depends on what price you want to pay. Okay. And so for me, where I'm at now, telling the brand new person along their journey that is going to make their own decisions anyway, I would put my time and energy and money into building my brand of whatever it is of my choosing that I want to be. I wanted to build motorcycles when I was younger. So I took my time and energy and committed to an opportunity where the military taught me a skill set where I could come back out of the military service on top and ready to attack my goals. My goals changed as that happened because I got to see the financial costs and the energy costs of doing something that I no longer wanted to do, trapped in an environment that I no longer wanted to be a part on, and how I felt every single day participating in something that I no longer wanted to do. And that is something that your organization, your real estate team, your workforce, if you're a CEO, that is something that every single human being is going to be battling and confronting and questioning every single day that they come into work for you, with you, and for their family. And so every single day, and I know if you're watching this, you've probably fucking asked this, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Is this worth it? I wish I could do something else. But what stops us? What stops us is either the financial aspect, because we've run ourselves into the ground, we're broke, we no longer have the resources to fucking do that, or we no longer have the energy to do that. We feel like we're 53 years old. I've been working with my hands, my tools my whole life. This is what I'm going to do until I die, which is what society wants us to do. They want us to work and keep our heads down and stay broken and doing the jobs that they don't want us to do because of the world organization that I'm not going to go into. This is where conspiracy theories come in. And when you see how this works and fucking take a step back, you can really see how everything works on the outside, okay? And so what do we got to do? We got to operate within the rules of the game that have been provided for us and be intelligent and not come up with some type of uprising argument, violent wars kind of thing. We need to utilize the system in our creative my imagination to answer and check all of our boxes while giving the man what they want, okay? And then natural order will succeed, will come on top. Natural evolution will come on top. There will be no other option but for the external environment to evolve from what it is that we're doing. Now, we're talking about entrepreneurship, we're talking about creativity, but let's go back to what I said earlier about how every decision we make creates our external reality that we participate in and then reinforces or forges our neuroplasticity in our brain for the experience that we get to participate in. Whew, that is a mouthful, all right? That is a mouthful, but books and science, quantum physics, epigenetics, our DNA, everything is constantly evolving and has the opportunity to be adjusted and be influenced. Water holds memory. Our intention sets so much energy out there. Okay, we're talking about energy. Our intention to pursue what we love and help people speak from stages and sharing our stories so other people can become awakened and do what they love within the confines of the infrastructure. That is going to be a self-realizing prophecy, if you will. There's music. I can't remember. There's more than one song that says it, Express Yourself. It's not what you're doing, but how you look like when you're doing it. That to me says, I don't have to know everything that I'm saying, and not everything I have to say has to be 100% accurate, but I'm excited. Let's do this together. Which is what? Sales. That is sales and marketing. Excitement, urgency, support, training. That is something that everybody wants to be a part of when it comes down to this sorting, this funneling of what we want to be doing to be a happy living mother, a happy living father, a happy living, you know, just human being, doing what you love, traveling, acting in movies, all these different things that people want to be doing, you know, creating energy free, you know, creating free energy, all these different things. And if you want to do that and not fall victim to an accident, you have to follow the rules, okay? And people have to get paid and earn a percentage of that somehow, whether that's taxes, whether that's patents, whether that's attorneys, whether that's setting up a business formation, trust, and, you know, and then what happens when all that stuff goes away? What happens if you die? Who's going to inherit your debt, and are they going to be able to pay that off? I'm not trying to be grim here, but this is taking responsibility and becoming an adult in the society that at least that I have been born in and that I am participating in, and trying to share with you how you can live long and prosper in a fulfilling life with your family, so you can watch, so you can do a triple extension throw up with your grandkids at 80 years old. You know, what is it that you want to be doing and how can you get there? And so right now you get to take this opportunity and pull up your big boy pants and say, am I really doing, am I really serving my future self and setting a good example for my daughter? Am I going to be making enough money so I can do what I love? Or am I living a lifestyle where I don't need that much money? You know what I mean? Am I creating systems where I am waking up every day, I'm doing what I love, I'm connecting with great people, I'm making money doing it, and that's all I want. That's all I want. Whether you're trying to do a homestead, whether you're homesteading and you got food on your at the end of your driveway and you got a farm stand, or, you know, let's take my example, because that's the only person that I can confidently speak on is my own experience. I wake up at the Virginia Beach oceanfront every day because of the decisions I've made over the last 35 years, but really the last 16 years. Okay. I have gone through the process and learned what I have wanted to do and what I haven't wanted to do. And I've taken responsibility, as hard as some of those decisions have been, as hard as that heartbreaks have been, and to get here so I can live a life of authenticity, fulfilling, and love, not just for myself, which is the most important person that I need to love, but for my kid and the people that I'm surrounding myself with. Okay. So I get to wake up every day, go watch the sunrise because I want to. I get to do breath work. I get to do videos like this and create content, sharing my story and my experiences. I get to get paid by doing this. People become partners with me. I help people start businesses, allowing them to feel the same way that I'm feeling right now in their own way, because they want to help people in their own way, or do cool stuff, make cool t-shirts with cool brands, buy old clothes, upcycle them, do some kind of cool like sweatshirt hybrid thing. And so that is exciting for me, and that is exciting for them. And then guess what? After my first half of the day, or after I'm done having lunch with my kid at school, or after a ballet, I get to go home, or I get to hit the gym because I'm training to be a competitive body flight athlete. So I want to be good three-dimensional movement, functional fitness. I want to live a healthy lifestyle of dis-ease-free lifestyle. I want to go to iFly and train to become a fucking ninja in the wind and ride the wind like it's some type of magic outside in a confined training environment. And I get to share that with people as they overcome their fears. I get to help you overcome your fears of starting a business or falling in love with yourself again, or falling in love with your family. And then, or in this example, falling onto the wind because we're making an indoor skydiving, in a training environment simulated by fans and professionals and safety. And I get to watch their face change from intense fear to total ecstasy and bliss. Most of the time, it's not for everybody, but most of the time they're like, just like Will Smith said, like, on the other side of fear is bliss. Once he made his first skydive, that it changed that man, is what the information I'm seeing on the internet is telling me. Okay. And so I get to have that set. I'm not just fulfilling my own prophecy of learning and developing the skills and the functionality to be a fucking ninja in the wind and make people run for their money as I progress in my body flight progression, but I get to share this experience and usher that into the environment and connect with people on a whole different level. I got into this job for selfish reasons, so I could break records and fly with my friends and do cool stuff and be recognized for doing that cool stuff. It has gone a totally different direction, still aligned with my values, but I get to connect with people on so many different levels where they keep coming back for more. And that is increasing my energy, increasing my financial stability, and making me feel awesome every single day of my life, where I want to share it with people and inspire people to do the same. And so that's why I feel like if we're trying to think about starting a business, we need to look at these options and then look at the infrastructure that we're developing in and really see what the growth is. And public speaking, helping people start businesses, and helping people have affordable access to the legal system are huge opportunities to connect with people, have that financial stability, and feel good about doing it and not take advantage of people. Okay. Woo. All right. And then after that, I get to go home exhausted and repeat that and continue growing every single day per my choosing. All right. After this, I'm going to go pick up a check from that house closing I did last week. I sold my house. I sold my single family subject to. I became a distressed seller. When you are a real estate investor, you are buying properties from distressed sellers, people who go through hardships, go through divorce, tenants are going through health issues, or your house is getting foreclosed on, all these different things. So you can buy a property at a discount and flip it and sell it. I became one of those people. All right. I came out on top because of the network, because of the choices I've made over the years since getting out of the Navy, becoming participating in real estate networks. A guy in my real estate network reached out to me and said, yo, I can help you. We had the negotiations. I'm helping him make money. He's helping me get some of my energy back. He's helping me get in some of my financial losses back. And I don't have to worry about that anymore. And I can take that financial gain that's been a loss over the last few years and put it back into me and my brand and my health and my brand awareness and just everything that I want to be doing. And so I can perpetuate more time and energy and fulfillment in everything that I do. And that's what this game of life is all about, is tapping into our inner power, listening to our deepest center of calling. Okay, what is it that you want to do? And having the courage to ask somebody for help so you can have your hand be held as you go through that process until you're able to do it on your own, and then help somebody else do it, and then someone help somebody else do it, and then help somebody else do it. All right, you learn one, you do one, you teach one. And that is the purpose of life, I think. And that is what gets me hella fucking excited every single day when I get on these calls. Okay. I'm so pumped right now. And before I jumped on this call, for complete transparency, I almost didn't do this call. I almost didn't do this live. I woke up, my morning was great, but I had some coffee and I was starting to feel jittery. And I was like, oh man, I don't know if I'm going to be good on, I don't know. Like, I ate some food real quick. But once we start tapping in to our source of energy and what it is that we actually want to be doing, something becomes alive in us, and then we get to create. And when we get to create, that's therapy. That's where the therapy comes in. It's not just art, okay? Everything that you do is art. You can be the artist of your life. If you have the heart of an artist, the mind of an entrepreneur, and the body of an athlete, you are going in the right direction. And just don't ever stop creating, because once you stop creating, that's when things start to degrade. And that's when you become a victim of outside circumstances, outside systems. And then you become a slave to somebody else's plan versus taking control and maintaining control of your own plan. Okay. Get right. Don't be sedated. Live a disease-free lifestyle. And the first step to living a dis-ease lifestyle is to consider all of this information that I dropped on you, okay? That everything is going to cost money. Everything is going to cost energy. So choose your choice of energy very carefully and protect that shit. And so when you share that energy over a period of time, you are going to gain that financial stability. And it doesn't happen overnight, but it can happen a lot sooner than you might give yourself credit for. Because like I said before, it's not what you're doing. It's how you look like when you do it. What's up, Crawley? What's up, Crawley, my man? All right. And so that's that. If you want to follow me or have a conversation, a game plan interview, the link is in my bio. You can drop a comment and let me know what it is that you want to talk about. You can drop a comment in the comments and let me know if you thought that this was fire. I'm fired up. I feel like it was fire. Okay. If you drop in their comments what it is you learned, so the next person that comes scroll through this, as we all do, we can scroll through the comments and see what's going on, see what kind of drama's going on in the comments. Okay. So you can drop whatever you found valuable in the comments. Make sure you tag people who really need to see this. Sometimes you need to be shown information. Okay. I was doing referrals yesterday. Not sometimes, every time. We all need to be shown information. I was sending referrals yesterday and they're all like, oh, don't spam me, whatever, whatever. If someone didn't show me the information of Legal Shield when I was going through my divorce, when I was essentially homeless between Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and Virginia Beach, trying to maintain my property management and my real estate business, I don't know where I would be right now. But because someone said, yo, look at this, and I was open-minded enough to look at it, whether it was for me, at that time it was my own reasons, or for to help somebody else, you never know what that could do for you. You don't know what you don't know, all right? So keep an open mind, look at some resources, and you never know how helping people can actually help you. And that's what it's all about. All right, so like, follow, subscribe, hit the bell icon so you never miss a beat. Drop a comment what you found valuable, and let me know what I should talk about next. I already got all the things, but let's do this together, all right? Because they say that the rising tide lifts all ships, encourages contagious. So help me, help you, help your friends. Take care. I love you.